Crypto.com 2026 Card Overhaul. New tiers and 0% reward realities. Crypto.com has long been the bellwether for the crypto card industry. In early 2026, the company implemented its most significant restructuring to date, replacing metallic tier names with a level-up subscription model and removing all rewards for non-staking, non-subscribing users. This overhaul marks the end of the free rewards era for casual users, forcing a reevaluation of whether the platform remains competitive against emerging self-custodial alternatives. 0% cashback for non-stakers signals an industry shift. The Crypto.com card ecosystem is one of the largest in the world, often serving as the primary off-ramp for retail investors. When a market leader drops its entry-level reward rate to 0%, it signals a fundamental shift in the industry's unit economics. For cardholders, staying on an old plan or failing to understand the new stake or subscribe or zero requirement can result in hundreds of dollars of lost value annually. If you hold a Ruby Steel or Royal Indigo card, your effective ROI changed. You need to know if your current plan still justifies the benefits you receive. How the new six-tier system works. The 2026 overhaul replaces traditional tier names with a basic to prime hierarchy and introduces two paths to rewards: monthly subscriptions for lower tiers or CRO token lockups for all tiers. Users who do neither earn 0% cashback. Here's the complete tier breakdown. Tier quotient an old name, monthly sub, CRO stake, cashback, reward cap. Basic, Midnight Blue, free, none, 0%, NA, plus Ruby Steel, $499.99 MO, $49.90 Bauer, $500 for 12 months, 2%, 25 MO, Pro, Royal Indigo, Jade Green, $29.999 MO, $299.90 WER, $5,000 for 12 months, 3%, 75 MO, Private, Icy White, Rose Gold, Stake Only, $50,000 for 12 months, 4%, Uncapped, Private, Obsidian, Stake Only, $500,000 for 12 months, 5%, Uncapped, Prime, New, Stake Only, $1,000 for 12 months, 8%, Uncapped. Key changes: Basic earns nothing. It is a pure utility card for ATM access and fiat off-ramping. Plus and Pro now offer a monthly subscription alternative to CRO staking. You can pay $4,999 MO or $29,999 MO instead of locking up tokens. Private tiers, 50K and 500K, also earn staking yield on the locked CRO itself, 8.5% and 9.5% respectively. Prime is the new Apex tier at 1mNT stake with 8% uncapped cashback, a private account manager and permanent streaming rebates. Market benchmarking and ROI math. The break-even point for a Crypto.com card has moved significantly higher. Here's the math for the two most popular tiers. Scenario 1, Plus tier, formerly Ruby Steel, subscription cost $49.90 a year or $500 CRO stake. Reward rate 2% capped at 25-month, tier 300-year max. Break-even annual spend $49.90, 0.02, $2,495 year. Subscription route. If you take the staking route, your opportunity cost on $500, assuming 5% yield elsewhere, is 25-year. Break-even, 25.02, 1,250 year. The staking route is cheaper if you spend less than 2,500 year. But the $25 MO cap means spending above 1,250 month yields no additional rewards. Scenario 2, Pro tier, formerly Royal Indigo, Jade Green. Subscription cost, $299.90 year or $5,000 CRO stake. Reward rate, 3%, capped at 75 month, sir 900 year max. Break-even annual spend, $299.90, 0.03, 9,097 year. Subscription route. If staking $5,000, your opportunity cost is 250 year. Break-even, 250, 0.03, 8,333 year. The Pro tier also unlocks airport lounge access, 4 visits year for annual subscribers, and streaming rebates for Spotify, Netflix, and Truth Plus, which can add 300 plus in annual value. Verdict: the subscription route makes the math transparent. If you spend 10K plus per year on the card, Pro is a solid deal, especially when you factor in lounge access and streaming rebates. Common mistakes or myths. Myth: my Ruby Steel still gives me 1% without a stake. This is false under the 2026 structure. All no-stake, no-subscribe rewards for the bottom three tiers have been removed. You must check your level-up status in the app to verify your rewards are active. Mistake: ignoring the subscription option. Many users assume they must lock CRO. But the $4.99 MLO Plus subscription is the lowest commitment way to earn 2% back. You can cancel any time, unlike a 12-month CRO lockup that exposes you to token price volatility. Myth: the card is dead. Not at all. The card remains one of the few ways to instantly spend 20-plus different cryptocurrencies at millions of merchants. The utility remains, even if the free incentive has been removed. And for subscribers or stakers, the 2-8% reward range is still competitive. Mistake: overlooking reward caps. Plus caps at 25-month and Pro at 75-month. If you spend $2,000 a month on the Pro card, your effective rate drops from 3% to 1.25% because the $75 cap kicks in at $2,500 a month of spend. Factor this into your calculations. Self-custodial cards close the gap. The restructuring highlights the growing gap between centralized exchange, CEX cards, and self-custodial cards. CEX cards are becoming more like traditional bank products, reliant on loyalty tokens and tiered subscriptions. If the 0% no-stake rate is a deal-breaker, compare Crypto.com against Gnosis Pay, self-custodial model on Gnosis Chain. No token lockup required. You spend from your own wallet. Coinbase card. Simpler U.S. reward structure without staking requirements. Bybit card. Competitive cashback tiers with a different staking model. For users willing to stake, the private tiers remain compelling. The 8.5-9.5% yield on locked CRO effectively subsidizes the card, and the 4-5% uncapped cashback rewards compound quickly at higher spend volumes.